Well, let's talk about the sky up above our heads today. Hi, Thomas Miller on the last day of April 2024. This is the 30th. We have two significant things happening in our lives up above our heads today. First of all, the moon. Welcome into the Fun Astrology Podcast, by the way. Glad you're here. I'm ready to dig in. Are you? Sure. The moon moves into Aquarius today, so first thing up is this kind of independence, this I'll do it my way right now. But also don't forget with Aquarius about the genius within. You hear about the genie within, well, don't forget about the genius within too. So that's this morning at 11:20 this morning. The moon enters Aquarius. Now the next thing is at 11:32, just a few minutes later, Mars moves into its own sign of Aries. So let's capture a keyword to kind of set up the rest of this conversation, and I'm thinking what that might be. It's going to be more than one keyword. Let's go with, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Borrowing from a NASCAR terminology here, gentlemen, start your engines. Well, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines, because I think we are close enough that we can say cautiously, it's almost time to start racing again. And you know, before the race, they get ready, they start their engines, and then they line up, and then they throw the flag and all of that. So what we're talking about is caution ahead of Mars moving back home into Aries. And maybe not so much in your life, because you can control that. You can be a conscious creator. You can make things happen the way that you want them to. But there is a lot of stuff in the collective. And that's why I say, is we just temper what we're doing as creators with the environment that we're creating into. So that one always we have to be watching, but use that positive side of Mars, that kick things off, springtime, new beginnings, use that energy, the recreation energy. We're about out of the bundle. Energy is going to be back to more normal in the near future. So get ready for that and start your engines. Now, the other reason I say a little bit of caution is because in the morning, in fact, this is going to be early in the morning at 12:30 Eastern tomorrow morning, midnight 30 tomorrow, East Coast, Venus squares Pluto. Remember, yesterday, Venus moved into Taurus. Venus is a fast mover, 3-week transit through Taurus. It hits Pluto in a square tomorrow. May not be a terribly significant aspect, but it could have some challenges around Venus areas or areas that needed to transform anyway. So is that really a challenge to pry your little fingers off of something that you need to let go of? That's really the most challenging setup that we have, but I say that because Pluto, as we mentioned yesterday, turns retrograde Thursday afternoon East Coast time at just before 3 p.m., and that means Pluto is at its strongest. So if there is something around Venus that is going to transform, it could be now. So let's take a look at some of those Venus areas. Obviously, we think of love. We think of relationships. We think of money, right? Those are the ones we mention around here, I think, quite a bit. We talk about beauty and all things beautiful in our lives. And the scales, the balance, the harmony, the peace, the justice as well. Also, all things that are pleasurable for us. Even the erotic side of Venus, if you will. It also rules our creativity. I was working on a project yesterday that was very Venusian. Launched it when Venus and the Sun are right there together in Taurus. That's the idea. It's a creative project. It also rules friends and our social life. You know, we've said Libras have the thickest Rolodex of the Zodiac. Every Libra that I know has those connections with others. It's part of their DNA. So those are typically the areas that we would think might be affected if there is some kind of transformation built into this for you. Maybe it would show up in one of those areas. Otherwise, Venus is pretty fast moving and Pluto is really thinking about Thursday or turning backwards. So maybe they miss each other. I don't know. That would depend on what happens in your life. But that is where I was saying, if you wanted to kind of visualize stepping on glass for the next couple of days, it would be around those areas. Just be careful as you're starting your engines. Now, speaking of a sign changing like Mars does today and moves into Aries, we know, well, when does it hit Saturn? That would be on Friday. but it's not a square, it's a sextile. It's a favorable aspect, but remember, we are talking about the power planets will be aligning with each other, and that's why I'm saying is be careful. Yes, you're starting your engines, but it's not time to throw the car in gear yet. Pluto and Mars are the power planets, and they are in aspect of each other right now. So, I mean, this is happening. I'm just saying it takes place on Friday. So as Mars moves into Aries, there's a power explosion, and then it hits Pluto in this sextile, there's more power. So you see, there's like this intensity right now still, and I know you're thinking, when can I just get back to my normal self? Well, next week is another quiet week. Last week we had a quiet week. Next week we have a quiet week. And if you've left questions for us on the speak pipe there, I'll probably get to those more likely next week than this week, because there's just a lot every day that we need to talk about. But I will. And if you have a question, throw it in. We'll get to it next week for sure. It's a very light week. And that's the nature of the bundle. So we have a light week next week. The week after that, things start rolling again. And by around the time that the sun leaves Taurus for Gemini, by May 20th, we are kind of back to rock and roll. So with caution and not ready to run the full race yet, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. I hope that works for you. I think it's a good one. All right, we'll see you tomorrow for this little square with Pluto. And have a great day. I love you. Bye-bye.